First and foremost, I'd like to supplicate the need to ask Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala accepts our humility, Allah Ta'ala make his few words beneficial for all of us. Maulana has instructed me to say a few words to you. So whatever Allah Ta'ala puts into the heart, inshallah, we will transmit that to you, inshallah. It is unfortunate I don't know the language. Although we do have some Malawian students in South Africa, but still no tawfiq of learning the language from them. Maybe in the future we will also have to learn the language, inshallah. But generally, the language is not the maqsood. It is the ilm that is the maqsood. The objective is not the language. The language is a vehicle. It's a vehicle of conveyance. Like how you have a car that goes from point A to point B. So that is conveyance that is taking place. So the language is a means of conveyance. The language in itself is not the maqsood. See, you get two types of ilm. One is ulumi aliya with ayn, and one is ulumi aliya with hamza. So ulumi aliya is what is maqsood. And it is the objective that is Quran and Hadith and Fiqh and all this. This is what is the maqsood. And the rest of it, it is the vehicle. That is why you will find in your first few years of your alim course, lot of mehnat and lot of effort is made on the language skills. The grammar, Arabic grammar. In the first year, in your second year, in your third year, you do kitab and nahwa. You do kitab and sarf. And all the different subjects, that's all your bidaya, that's all what is required for you to build. You see, when you're building a building, then the foundation has to be strong. If the foundation is weak, you can't put up a big structure, a strong structure, because the foundation is weak. See, and if you put up a strong structure, you will need a solid foundation. So your ibtidai years is very important. Because that's the time you learn your nahwa, you learn your sarf, you learn your grammar, you can do a grammatical breakdown of the sentence, you give you one sentence, what is the tarkib of the sentence, So what is the maqsood and objective? Is that you must read the ibarat correctly, read the text correctly, then be able to translate the text correctly, and then explain the text, what you read. If you can do these three things, then mashallah, you have achieved your objective, because you read the ibarat correctly, you translated the ibarat correctly, and then you conveyed the message behind that ibarat. Understand? So as far as ulum and ulum aliyah is concerned, there is no limit to it. It's limitless. You see, like here in Malawi, everybody, they say we have everything in Malawi, we don't have the ocean in Malawi. The ocean is not here. So alhamdulillah, we on our side, we have the ocean there. We are on the coast of the Indian Ocean. See, we're on the sahil of the Indian Ocean, Bahr-e-Hind. So I tell my students, you see, ye bahar hai na, the samandar that is flowing here, uske liye bhi ek sahil hai. There's a coastline to it, where the water comes up till there, then the water pushes back. We watch it every day. Waves are crashing every day, and it is going back. We watch it every day. He says, that ocean, it has a sahil to it. But the ocean of ilm, there's no sahil to it. It is a limitless ocean in which there is no coast. There's no end, there's no coastline to it. After that, you can learn more, and you can learn more, and you can learn more. If you go in the kutub khanas, like where we went with Hazrat, he took us to your kutub khana, he showed us your kutubkhana away, your kitabs are up. You will find on one subject, our akabirin and the ulama, our aslaf, mutaqaddimin, mutaakhirin, they have written so many books on every subject that if we have to spend our whole life in that one subject alone, one subject, we won't reach the limit to it. We can make sarf of our entire life in one subject. We will find that we haven't reached the end of that subject. Whether it's tafsir, whether it's hadith, whether it's fiqh, millions and millions of masail, the fuqah made istimbat and istikhraj. How can you remember all those? How can you study all that? It's so much. It's limitless. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He instructed Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He said, you must make this dua. وَقُرْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا وَقُرْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Because there's no end to knowledge. I know I'm teaching kitab now, alhamdulillah, many, many years with the fadl and karam of Allah ta'ala. Every year if I teach the same kitab, it's a new experience. Naya tajraba. Haalanki wahi kitab, kitne saalon se padha rahe hain. Lekin har saal aisa lagta hai ki ye ek naya, koi nayi cheeze nikal rahi hai, nayi cheeze nikal rahi hai. Haalanki we're teaching the same kitabs over and over again. Sometimes you're supposed to get tired of it. But you don't get tired of it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He opens up, He makes inkishaf, He exposes. Lot of times the ibarat comes, the mughlaq ibarat, we can't understand it. Then we make tafakkur, tadabbur, we ponder, we look at the shuruhat, we see all these things. Then sometimes with all that too, we can't understand. Then hum chhod dete hain, we leave it. Then after a while, Allah ta'ala, fir wo baat dil mein daal lete hain, ke is ibarat ka yeh matlab ho sakta hai, yeh matlab nikal sakta hai, yeh matlab nikal. Then we go back to the drawing board and then we ponder. Sometimes in the class, we have to tell the students, we will sleep over the text, we'll tell you tomorrow. Hum so jayenge is ibarat ke upar. आप भी सोचे हम भी सोचे पूरी रात सो रात भर हम उसी इबारत के अंदर जो है योर माइंड इज बीन सो दिस इज द जॉब ऑफ एन आलिम हिज जॉब इज टू अंडरस्टैंड द कुतुब वमा कान अल मुमिनून लियनफिरु काफा व अल्लाह ताला सेज इन कुरान करीम वमा कान अल मुमिनून लियनफिरु काफा ऑल बिलीवर्स मस्ट गो इन जिहाद वन बिलीवर वन ग्रुप मस्ट स्टे बिहाइंड لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ وَلْيُنذِرُ قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So one group has to stay behind to attain depth in knowledge, depth. See, ma'lumat to bahut hai. Today you can become alim on the internet. You just go onto the internet, you press the Google, you download whatever you want to download, they're giving you everything. Huh? It's all in a touch of a button. I know, जब हम मुफ्ती बन रहे थे when we were becoming muftis, तो मश्क के अंदर the उस्ताद will give you one question, it takes you the whole day to look for the answer. पूरा दिन निकलता है जवाब तलाश में. Whole day we go in the kutub khana, take out this किताब, वहां नहीं मिला, उस किताब को निकाल, वहां नहीं मिला. You take out, you see so many kitabs the whole day, you're still in the library, you're not coming out, you can't find the answer. You need the text, you need the ibarat. आजकल के जमाने में यू लुकिंग फॉर द क्वेश्चन, तीन मिनट के अंदर जो है वो जवाब निकल आता है. द आंसर कम्स आउट, द तखरीज ऑफ द मसला, द तखरीज ऑफ द हदीस कम्स आउट इन सेकंड्स, कम्स आउट इन मिनट्स. वो जमाना है. सो यू कैन गेट ऑल दैट टू द इंटरनेट, लॉट ऑफ मालूमात इज इन इंटरनेट. बट यू वोंट गेट फअस्नद रुकबतेही इला रुकबतेही, वो तो इंटरनेट में नहीं मिलेगा. फअस्नद रुकबतेही इला रुकबतेही. You see, you know what's for asnada rukbatayhi ila rukbatayhi. You understood that ibarat. Hadith of Jibreel in Mishkat Sharif, very famous hadith. The first hadith after innamal a'malu bin niyat. What it came there? For asnada rukbatayhi ila rukbatayhi. You see, one beautiful person came, very handsome. He came, said white clothes. And said that, hey, everything combed, the mashallah, everything came, he put his knees with the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He joined his knees with the knees of Rasulullah. Wow. You see, now, when will a person join his knees? When you're sitting in tashahud position, then only you can join the knees. If we're sitting char zanu, four-legged, or we're sitting some other way, we will never be able to make amal and for us nada rukbatehi ila rukbatehi. We can't make amal on that. So ma'lum huwa, from the minute the hadith came down, the first thing was the adab. And we are running, alhamdulillah, makatib here in this area, Linga Masa and all these areas here with under Maulana Harun Saab, Damat Barakatu, mashallah. What I have found in Malawi especially, there is no respect for Quran Sharif and Kitabs. Zero respect. And not only from the students, from the teachers also. Ye mera khud ka tajruba hai. Where I go myself to take the imtihan, to see what ta'aleem jo chal rahi hai, what is the ta'aleem that is taking place. Hum kisi ko koi keh raha hai ki hamare paas itne 100 makatib hai, ye makatib hai, to kaha sir, sara to dekho kya ta'aleem hai andar ja. So I went in all these maktabs, I went. The first thing that came in my eyes is there's zero respect for Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif ko niche rakh dete, on the floor. Put the Quran on the floor. How can you put the Quran Sharif on the floor? The Quran Sharif you must put on your head. You can't put the Quran Sharif on your floor. So the kitab, you must clutch it to your chest. You see, because you want the ulum to transmit from the kitab inside your chest, the kitab, put it on the floor. Ustad putting Quran on the floor, students are putting Quran on the floor. That was my first observation in Malawi. In most of these makatib, all the rural areas, there is zero adab for Quran Sharif and there's zero adab for kitabs. Now, alhamdulillah, you have passed that phases, you have come in a Darul Uloom. It's called Darul Uloom because there's so many subjects are being taught here. So, alhamdulillah, this is the markaz of ilm. You can get everything from here. You can work very hard. You see, you have get good students also, alhamdulillah. They work hard because they're out for an objective, for a mission. And their mission is to attain as much knowledge as they can. Now, I can understand that we need secular education also. That's important. You have to know mathematics, you have to know geography, you have to know science, you have to know all these things. You know, if you go to school also, it helps you because they teach you English language or whatever language, so you can write mazameen in that language, your linguistic skills. Abhi hamare yahan baaz bacche jo hai, baaz log apne bacche wahan bhejte nahi school ke andar, direct his class mein aur his class se seedhe alim class mein. To main dekhta hu that wo jab likhte hain bada farak mehsoos hota hai, wo spelling bhi nahi jante, they cannot construct one sentence correctly because never go school. So school wo basic taaleem to zaruri hai. So at least you can go, you can read your language, you can write a letter, if it's an official letter, how will you draft an official letter, and all those kind of skills is required today. And today, alhamdulillah, in your madrasa here, they're even teaching you computer sciences, computer skills. So you've got everything in this institution. You've got the secular subjects as well, and you've got the dini subjects as well. Right? Now, you must remember only thing, that there's no equivalent between the secular subjects and the dini subjects. It is important that we learn the subjects of the world, as I've mentioned to you. But the benefit of that is muqayyad to this life. It's confined to this life, the benefit. Hamare Hazrat Mawlana Abbas rahmatullahi alayhi farmaya karte the, that ye sab cheeze hain, ये साइंस है, ज्योग्राफी ये सब है, लेकिन उसका फायदा जो है इस दुनिया तक महदूद रहेगा. द फायदा एंड द बेनिफिट ऑफ दैट इज ओनली कन्फाइंड टू दिस वर्ल्ड. एंड देन द साइंस ऑफ कुरान एंड हदीस, दैट बेनिफिट इज नॉट कन्फाइंड टू दिस वर्ल्ड. दैट बेनिफिट इंशाल्लाह विल ट्रांसमिट इनटू द आखिरत इंशाल्लाह अज़ीज. सी यू गेट टू टाइप्स ऑफ तिजारत. वन इज तिजारतुन तबूर. Like how you say you are buying and selling, so that you became a millionaire, multi-millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire. But at the end of the day, when you die and you go from here, you leave everything behind. You never took it with you. Huh? But an alim, mashallah, You attain Quran and Hadith, then the wealth of the Quran and Hadith, you passed it on, Salaf, from one generation to the next generation. It was passed on, transmitted. For that, the sawab is endless. Because there only when your eyes open on the day of Qiyamah will you realize ek hadith ki kya qeemat hai. What is the value of one hadith? What is the value of one ayat of the Quran Kareem? What is the value of one masala? Last night, me par raha tha apne ustaz ke bayan, Hazrat Maulana Rasa Rahimullah, wo Hazrat Hakim ul Islam Qari Taib sahab rahmatullah alayhi ke khalifa the. Shah Wasilullah rahmatullah alayhi bade mufassir the aur bade buzurg the. To wo likh rahe the, he was writing regarding the two students of Imam Muhammad, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. The one student is Hazrat Imam Muhammad bin Shaybani, bin Hassan Shaybani. You must have heard his name, Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. And the second student is Hazrat Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullahi alayhi. Now, your Shafi scholars, Sir Mufsab was telling me that mashallah the fiqh is in Shafi'ul fiqh. So we totally understand that, we respect that. So that you must follow your own madhab. If you follow this madhahib arba'ah, inshallah, you will go into Jannah. So that you will be on the straight path, you will be on the correct path. But don't ever make a mistake that we are to follow all the madhahib at the same time. You can't follow all the madhahib at the same time. That is called talfiq, mixing up all the madhahib. وَالتَّلْفِيقُ لَا يَجُوزُ. It is not permissible to mix up the madhahib. You must stay on your own madhab. If you're Shafi'i, whole life you must follow Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. If you're Hanafi, whole life you must follow Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala. So I was reading last night that Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi passed away. Unka intiqal ho gaya. People asked him, kya guzra? What happened to you after you left the world on the other side? He said, Allah ta'ala made my maghfirat. Allah Ta'ala made your maghfirat. He said, why Allah Ta'ala made your maghfirat? So the answer he gave was ajeeb. He said, that I never put ilm in your heart to throw you into Jahannam. Ye ilm jo hai, I did not put it in your heart, in your chest. I never gave you the dawlat of Quran and Hadith so that you're going to end up in Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala said, that wasn't the reason why I gave you the Quran and Hadith. So if Allah Ta'ala gives somebody the Quran and Hadith, inshallah, in the akhirat, there will be khair and halai for him. There will be goodness for him. The outcome will be good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put such people in Jannat, inshallah al-Aziz. But we need to strive for the Quran and Hadith. We need to strive for it. And we need to attain it as much as possible. And this is the miras of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inheritance. You see, you get inheritance of the world, then you get the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we're going to take from the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we must take bihazin wafir. We must take completely, as much as we can. As much as we can take in the time that we will stay in the madrasa. You must do your schoolwork on its time. But your full concentration should be on Quran and Hadith. That is the ultimate golden ticket for this world and in the qabar also, and in the akhirah also. Then when we graduate and we come out from the madrasa, we must have the jazba of the khidmat of deen. You know what's the jazba of khidmat of deen? The enthusiasm to serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala. We must have that enthusiasm. We want Allah must take work from us, na? Allah Ta'ala wants to take work from a person, but he must also have the jazba to do that work. He must have the jazba in his heart. Enthusiasm that I want to serve the deen of Allah. Don't only worry about money. See, Malawi wale jo hai, wo khud wo paise hi mangte rehte. The only thing that goes in their mind is spending is money all the time. In life there are more important things than money. Deen comes first, money comes second. First you must worry about the deen of Allah. Allah will open the money for you. People want to chase behind the money, so the deen will also go far away. Come closer to the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will make the dunya sahal and easy. But if you're going to make the dunya the objective and the deen secondary, then what is going to happen? You won't get the dunya also and you won't get the deen also. You won't get nothing. So must make up, must think properly. How are we going to go forward? Inshallah al-Aziz. So learn your computer sciences, learn your school, but concentrate on Quran and Hadith and the ta'aleem of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have we understood? Have you understood? Yes. And if you don't understand something in the class, then you must take help from your fellow students. It's all about fahim. How much understanding power we have, how much fahim we have. The alim course is not only about memorizing all the kitabs and by hearting and making heaps of all the kitabs. That's not. The idea is fahim of the kitabs. How much we understood the hadith, how much we have understood the tashri, the masala, the way, the dalil for this masala, which hadith it comes out from, which ayat it comes out. That is what we need to do. And on conclusion, I'll tell you, when a person makes effort for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will open the way. I came once, many years ago, I came here, it was not one Darul Uloom, they were running under Mawlana Naeem Mutala, Mawlana Naeem Mullah. So they were. I came for the imtihan for Bukhari Sharif, to take imtihan for the students. So there was one student there. I think his name was Ramadan. I think for all the years that I've been teaching, I never came across a student like him. And that's in Malawi. And that's in Dingamasa area on the outskirts in the bush, where they don't have a kutub khana, they don't have nothing. But every question I asked him, he knew the answer. He knew all the answers. I got a shock of my life that Malawi can produce a student like this. Without no kutubs, without nothing. They say this student, he never leaves the class. In the holidays, the whole madrasa is empty. He's alone in the class, sitting with jitni kitab unke paas thi. He made mutala of all the kitabs, all the map, bain sutur, he saw the hashas, he saw everything. And any answer question you pose him, he knew the answer like this. And I went and I gave them a report back in South Africa, the committee that sent me for the imtihan. I told them, in all my teaching years, I haven't come. This, we found a diamond in the middle of the Africa dust bowl. I call Malawi that, and now it's gone, mashallah. Many years ago, I used to say it's the African dust bowl. Only dust everywhere. And now, I said, you took out a diamond from the Malawian dust bowl. I said, I gave them a report that there are students that are true, genuine students of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, now I haven't followed up. But I told the ihtimam there, it's called Talim Milagadu. Go give him some kitabs. Let him teach kitabs. Because he is a kitabi admi. He knows all his work. And he never wasted his time in a madrasa. So don't think you can't get jayyid ulama coming out from Malawi. The best ulama can come out from this institution. But you have to work for it. Nobody going to come, I got a chip in my brain and I'm going to take it out and put it into your computer and you're going to come. Some parents, they come to us and they say, Maulana, why you don't want to, why your students are not, what do you think? We can just take it out, we can put all the ilm, transfer it just into your son's head like that. Your son has to make mehnat. Without mehnat, what you can get? You can't get nothing. Even this world, you can't get without mehnat. If you want to make money too, you can't get. You have to strive. You have to work. You have to put the hours. You have to show the enthusiasm. You have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala opens the way. So the point is, even here also, the best students can come out, inshallah, al-Aziz. But shart ke, you make qadr of your asatizah kiram. You make qadr of the kitabs. You show the adab of the kitabs. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of us for the khidmat of deen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.